Part 1. So what's in a name? Chapter 1. How you get a new name. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Our names are the most essential thing about us. It's often the first thing people know about us. And yet this one word holds far more significance and sacred history than any first impression could ever capture. My name is Esther, and like every name, mine has a story. In 1937, a film debuted featuring a musician who discovers a talented younger singer, only to later fall in love with her. This storyline was so popular that it later became a musical, and then a rock musical, and then a Bollywood romantic film. This movie was remade again in 2018, and it featured Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. The 1976 version of the movie, A Star is Born, starred Kris Kristofferson as a rock and roll star and Barbara Streisand as the lead actress, who was named Esther. I was told that this is where my name, Esther, came from. My biological mom saw the name Esther in this movie and decided it was the name for me. So in 1982, Esther Marion Fleece was born. Esther means star, which is where the movie title, A Star is Born, came from. I never told people this was where my name was from because I was kind of embarrassed. My name didn't seem to have much meaning beyond a blockbuster movie, and it didn't feel personal to me. Yet my name makes me distinct, and your name makes you distinct. Our names help people in our communities set us apart and see us as individuals. Someone shouting, "Hey, you," across the street can sure feel impersonal. But when a neighbor addresses us by our name, we pay attention and feel seen. We feel respected when someone remembers our name. It's such a simple gift, yet it creates such a strong impression. Have you ever had your name pronounced wrong at the Starbucks counter and found yourself annoyed? Or do you have a name that's consistently tricky for others to get right? We may feel angry or sad or disappointed when our names are mispronounced, misspelled, misused, laughed at, minimized, or forgotten. There is one, though, who knows your name and knows the true you. Your name is known by God. Even if your earthly name feels random or insignificant, it is precious to God. He wants you to understand the meaning of your given name, and even more importantly, He wants to give you a new name and identity. Are you ready to hear it? The Lost Art of Naming. Sometimes I think we've lost the art of naming in our culture. I found that the names we choose for our kids have a lot to do with the culture and generation in which we were raised. We choose names we like, names that flow together, and names that pair well with our last name. We consult baby name books and lists, looking for trends and unique options that will set our child apart. But sometimes, I wonder if there's more to naming than sounds and syllables. Are we settling for a smaller version of what our names mean and the power they hold? In the ancient world, names were given to reflect who a person was or who they were to become.